We've all heard the term Scout's Honor. Well, last week, it was actually Scout Week. And Daryl Adair, he is the John DeGraff Scouts leader. How'd it go?
Good. We had a really good Baden-Powell, our founder, Baden-Powell supper on Wednesday, supported by the Elmwood Legion. And we had about 150 people out from families from our
nice.
Different sections of Beavers, Cubs, Scouts, and Ventures. And that went really good. And it was sort of fittingly that we have another challenge came out of Scout Week. And the fact we were told that our long-term home for our storage at Valley Gardens Community Center in the northeast part of the city is no longer available to us.
And not because they wanted to, but the building basically unusable.
The building has shifted. Nothing to do with the Valley Gardens. They appreciate us having there, and we appreciate as a sponsor. But they're like losing out more than us.
Yeah.
They've done events in this the clubhouse or the lodge room, and they're losing more than us.
Right. But, well, that means now you need a home to put what?
Meeting supplies for our craft and activities that are meeting in our different sections, and a big chunk of it is our camping gear.
Oh yeah.
We young youth programs.
How big a space do you need?
It's approximately 200 square feet.
Okay.
It's a lot of Rubbermaid tubs, basically,
yeah.
And some tents. And some camping stoves and gear like that.
And obviously the goal is to have a free space because the more money you save.
Yeah, the more we can save, the more we're going to put right back into our youth programming. So I'm told Scouts Canada, if someone is kind enough to volunteer and donate space to us, we can provide a tax receipt for that.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's good to know.
Someone could be a sponsor.
Yeah.
The more we can put into our youth programming and put it right back into where it belongs, having fun with the kids.
All right, Daryl. Well, we'll see if we can get a space here for you. And also, reading this article, I noticed you're not the only Scouts group that needs some help.
Got a couple groups, yep.
And the second one being the First Saltdale Scouts.
They've had to go down the road, I understand, talking with them. We're sort of the two organizations that are anxious to get a new home. They've lost theirs a little bit before us, and they've had to rent a storage unit, and they said it is costing a considerable amount of funds that they can't do that forever.
And around what areas are we looking at?
Anything in the East Kildonan, the Valley Gardens, Cordy area where we are.
Yeah.
Can reach out with my cell phone number, and anything in the Southdale area of the Winnipeg, a business, a church, community club, or anything that could sponsor in Southdale area of Winnipeg.
Okay.
Could reach out to that email there.
All right, Daryl. Well, thanks for your time. I'll put all that stuff up in a blog, so hopefully we'll get some space here for you.
Any help is really appreciated.
If you want that info, hot105fm.com. Just click on the good news. You'll see it right there. And if you have good news going around in the community, let me know. Got a forum there. I'll reach out to you. And that is your good news.